Hi there. The word for today is, who are your true friends? In Proverbs 18, verse 24, reading from the Message, Solomon says friends come and go, but a true friend sticks by you like family. Let me ask you, who are your true friends? Stop and think about that for a moment. How many of the people you consider friends truly care about you? How many encourage you in your visions and dreams and are there for you when you hit a wall? If we're honest, most of us would have to conclude that a significant number of so-called friends and associates aren't there for us in a pinch. In fact, many of the people we spend time with are time wasters who drain our energy and trivialize our dreams. In the Old Testament, David and Jonathan were so close as friends that they were willing to lay down their lives for one another. And Ruth told her mother-in-law Naomi, "Wherever you go, I will go." So do you have friends like that? If not, spend more time cultivating relationships with those who genuinely care about you, who don't feel threatened by your success, and actually want to see you succeed. You don't need to be cold or rude to others. Maintain their friendship, but spend your serious time with friends who believe in you and want to see you achieve your God-given potential. Novelist Elizabeth Jane Howard said, and I quote, "Call it a clan, call it a network, call it a tribe, call it a family, whatever you call it, whoever you are, you need one." So here's a fail-safe principle when it comes to cultivating great friendships. Whatever you desire in your own life, you must first try to give to others. If you want true friends, then you must become a true friend. If you want a harvest of blessing in your own life, then you must plant seeds of blessing into the lives of others. That's the word for you today.